Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I am joined by the host of the SUP Socially Unavailable Podcast, Jared Davila.
What's going on, bro?
Oh, nothing much, man. Pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Finally we got a full circle moment. You feel me?
For sure, man. it's been some time since you and I have spoken on a microphone. You know, you invited me to your show in the summer. So I appreciate you inviting me to your show, and I always wanted to return the favor. So I'm happy I'm returning the favor. And just speaking to you always is always a pretty good conversation. You know, thank you for being here. And you've been doing your thing, man.
I've been trying, you know, at least trying to grow, you know, trying to get the fan base, trying to get people listening, trying to get more listening, you know. That's what you gotta do. You gotta stay consistent, you gotta stay grinding, you know.
Exactly. 110%, man. 110%. You gotta stay consistent, you gotta stay grinding. So like, when did you start the Socially Unavailable Podcast? How long has it been since you started your journey?
So I don't remember exact month or anything, because it was kind of a weird time. So I decided I wanted to do it, right? And I came out with it. I was like, I'm gonna start this podcast, I'm gonna do it. But then I kind of like didn't realize how much work I had to go into it, of starting it and getting the equipment and all that stuff. So I think I announced it, then a couple of months went by. So it wasn't until after that then when I started. I want to say like October, or maybe sometime around that time I started doing them. But the reason why I got into it is because I realized where I was working, my job at the warehouse. I realized I didn't want to work for the big man anymore. You know, I didn't want to pay someone else's bills because they got me working for them. So I kind of went on like this whole like internal journey kind of stuff that I want to like go within to find out what I like to do, or like I enjoy doing, and find something that I can do outside of just working for somebody else. So I went on this journey, right? And it was me and my wife. Now, at the time, she was my fiance. Mm-hmm. But me and my wife, I was talking to her. I was like, yeah, you know, I don't really want to work anymore. And her being very supportive, she was like, yeah, let's figure out something we could do. Like, or something you can do, something you want to find passion for. And at that time, I just started getting into listening to podcasts, right? And I started listening to, like, Conan O'Brien, me as a friend, Sal, you know Sal Volcano?
Yeah.
His podcast, Hey Babe, which like I started listening to these like different kind of podcasts. It was like interview style, just straight up talking, comedy, news, like, right? So I was like, it was pretty cool to be able to talk on a mic, post it, people listen, talk to random people, all that stuff, right? So I realized this sounds pretty cool. So I'm gonna do this. I wanna do this thing. So I started putting work in, reading, learning, all that stuff, got the equipment, all that stuff. But I think the main reason was pretty just because I didn't want to work for somebody else anymore. I don't want to work the rest of my life in a warehouse, work in a fast food, work something like that. So I think the main reason was just I don't want to work for somebody else anymore.
So the main reason was to find an escape, right? To find an escape, maybe find a new passion, find a new love, you know, find something that wakes you up in the morning. You know what I mean? And so my following question to you will be, what is the main thesis of the Socially Unavailable Podcast? What is your mission statement? You know, I'm sure you get asked that question a lot. You know, it's a common question.
It is.
Is people want to know what you're about. You mentioned you have a podcast. What are you talking about? What's your mission statement? What is the mission statement for the Socially Unavailable Podcast?
So the mission statement, right? So it's kind of like two-sided. One, the first half was for me to get more comfortable with putting myself out there and talking to people, and holding conversations and getting out of my comfort zone. Cause I have like social anxiety with big parties, functions, whatever the case may be. I tend to be quiet, sit in the corner, mind my business. So the first half would probably be, you know, try to get out of that comfort zone, try to get people, talk to new people, try to do all that. And then the second half would be having a platform where people want to talk about something they're passionate about, they want to bring awareness to, or just have a simple conversation. Or maybe they have social anxiety or something they're dealing with. So it wanted to be a safe space for people to come on and talk, where just me and the guest just talking about whatever in a mic, and just giving them that opportunity to talk in a place where they don't feel they can feel comfortable where it's not in front of people like a crowd or like in front of people they don't feel comfortable with. Because essentially, yes, it's we're talking to, you know, a couple thousand people, whatever case may be.
A lot of people.
But when you're recording and stuff, you're just talking to a mic. You're talking to one person. So that's pretty much what the whole thing was, to give them the opportunity to come on and talk. And the couple of people I've had come on realize, like halfway through, they're like, you know, this is very relieving. It's very good. It's very, I feel relieved almost. And it's like a therapy session almost. And I was like, you know, it made me feel good because that's the whole point of it. It's just to make people feel comfortable and being able to come on and speak. Even though, even if they can't see themselves doing it, they come on and do it, and then they're like, makes them happier, makes them more comfortable with talking to other people, maybe.
So let's double back to what you were mentioning earlier, as far as like trying to break through your social anxiety and being able to talk to people. How has it been effective? Has it been helping you? Have you noticed outside of podcasting that you've been doing a lot more sociable thing with people, maybe interacting with someone who is a complete stranger that you wouldn't do in the past? Have you been noticing any changes in your just your attitude, you know, your way of life?
Yeah, most definitely. Actually, in the beginning it was definitely hard. It was really hard in the beginning, because just reaching out to a person I don't normally talk to, just to be like, hey, you want to come talk to me with a mic? And so I definitely have seen myself getting more comfortable. Even my wife even too, because she's
a big part of the show.
A huge part. She takes care of a lot. Shout out to Christiane Shipman Davila, not Shipman anymore, but but I definitely do see it, because let me do this. So in the beginning, right, I actually was having her reach out to people.
Okay.
Because I was, you know, still have that social anxiety of reaching out to people, so I was having her doing it. And when I realized, I'm like, you know, the point of this is for me to do this, to get comfortable. So I switched up and I started doing it. And I realized that I'm reaching out to people I don't normally talk to. And actually, the most recent one, you know, Blue Ridge Winery?
Yes.
So I reached out to them because they popped up on my, as like a suggested to follow and stuff. And I don't know how it came about, but I was like, you know, it'd be cool to shoot an episode there at their winery. So I hit them up. I texted them. I was like, hey. I do a podcast, wondering if I can come set up, like if it's cool, I can even, you know, shout out your like sponsor, like not sponsor, but like talk about the winery, talk about the wine.
Free advertisement. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. Right. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I blew myself away. Cause I was like, I really just reached out to this guy, and the guy who owns the winery has a podcast.
Sweet.
So yeah. So I was like, it's pretty cool. And so I hit him up and they got back to me. They're like, he said it was cool. He didn't mind. I even asked if he wanted to come on, which would be my first huge step.
It'd be a big fish.
That's, huge fish.
Call him big fish. respectfully to anyone who, yeah. That's the way I look at it. It's like, yo, this is going to be my first big fish.
Big,
you know what
fish,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
A big catch. Here we go. A big shot. You know, someone who's well established, like the Blue Ridge Winery, which is one of those wineries that's recognized nationwide as a top winery. I believe it's actually in the top 10 of wineries, which is pretty nuts.
Yeah, it is. But so when I did that, I was like, wow, it really came a long way from being nervous to ask even a friend, even ask you, right? So I was even when I asked you to come on, I was having a mini panic attack, right? Because yeah, we talked outside of work, and then you already been almost a year. You're going into your second season, so
yeah.
You're already in a year, so it's like me trying to start one, talking to someone who already got experience in it. So I have definitely seen a change coming out of me reaching out to people. So, and I'm hoping when I go to Blue Ridge that he actually has the time, because they did say he's a little busy, but he's not busy all day. So I'm going to see if I can work out, try to get him in there. But definitely do see a change.
Good on you, man. That's good for you. Definitely sign up at Blue Ridge. Do you plan on bringing like your microphone setups and everything, or you just plan on, okay.
Yep.
So it's not going to be like a mobile set. You're gonna
No, yeah.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha. That's pretty dope, man. Good on you to be able to do that. And do you have a guest plan for that, or is it?
We're working one out. We're going to see if we can try to get a guest, if they're interested.
I'm going to recommend someone for you.
Okay.
Someone who works with the Blue Ridge Winery.
Okay. Oh, they do?
Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, and actually, I think she's coming in to speak with me 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks?
Yeah,
okay.
2 weeks from now.
And she works there?
She's an animal. She works with Blue Ridge Winery. She doesn't work for them. She works with them.
Oh, really?
She runs her own type of business there. But it's similar to you. Like, the owner, she, like, partnered up with the owner.
Yeah.
And she's doing her thing, bro. And she's phenomenal. So she'll be coming to come.
Oh, that would be amazing to actually have someone who's, like, a part of, like, who knows what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about her off camera. I don't want to get too sidetracked on that.
No, of course.
Back to what you were saying about, like, going and reaching out to someone, right? It feels amazing. And it's interesting because I had a very similar experience the other day. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is this one place over here called Hooked on State Street. It's called Hooked, okay, and it's on State Street, and it's a fishing spot. I was there for my 9-to-5 working session. You know, I was there for a 9-to-5 working session, and I went in there. I'm like, oh, this place is fire. The art here is beautiful. The menu looks fantastic. I'm like, this is really, really cool. Maybe we could get these guys on a podcast one day, right? And I'm talking to them. I'm talking to the owner, and I'm new to this job, so I have my coworker with me who doesn't even know I run a podcast. But I just was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just mention it. You know, and I mentioned it, and nonetheless, he took my business card. I followed him. He followed me back. Tough. His son is an artist, and bro, the art is amazing, dude. It looks like it's from a Caribbean island type shit.
Really?
It's very consistent. Yeah, his style of work is beautiful. So I ended up following him as well. Nonetheless, we've been having some cancellations here. Like, people have been canceling. You know, shit's happening. It's okay. It happens. Some of them reschedule, some of them don't. If you don't reschedule yourself, I'm not going to reschedule you, just so you know. If you don't reschedule yourself, I'm not going to reschedule you.
I rescheduled for it, too? I rescheduled?
Yeah.
I did,
you
right?
You rescheduled yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, we discussed, like, that's a difference. You know, like, I had someone cancel on me, right? And it's okay. Like, he canceled, whatever. But just, if you reschedule yourself, cool. I can always adapt. I can always move, you know, but I'm at this point right now that I'm just like, if you don't want to reschedule, then maybe you don't want to do it, you know, or whatever. It's okay. But nonetheless, I'm getting a little sidetracked. So I was there, I was thinking, and I'm like, all right, who could I, who should I hit up? Who, what type of business do we want to get now? You know, because we got an axe throwing business coming in very soon. And he's a local business owner out here in Scranton. Very good time.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I'm like, you know what? It's possible for me to obtain these business owners now. You know, like, we can start doing this. We just got to reach out, shoot our shot. Mm-hmm. So I shot my shot with homie, and I basically said, like, listen, I was there with your 9-to-5, da-da-da. They ended up liking the comment, but they didn't text me back, which is okay, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to follow up. You know, I'm going to follow up, be like, hey, it's me again. Because I texted them out, like, fucking on a Thursday night at 8 p.m. Probably at prime time with them chefing and shit, be like, oh, middleman liked the message, and just kept on pushing, you know what I mean? Like, it probably slipped their mind at the end of the day, especially because the owner is the head chef, and he's doing his thing out there. But nonetheless, being able to reach out to a business owner is cool, you know, and it's definitely something that you just start to develop, and it comes with the confidence, because now, like you've been saying, I've been doing it for 2 years, as a matter of fact. Middleman Podcast has been live since March of 2021, and, you know, now we have the portfolio, so now we got these guests, right? We got all these guests. And I'm getting real sidetracked. Sorry. I'm so sorry, Jared. I'm getting real sidetracked because my mind's been going a lot, right?
Hey, you're good.
We'll get into that later. No, because I can segue.
Wait, I got a question with
what do you got?
Getting the guest, right? Because, see, now I'm okay with, I'm comfortable with reaching online.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting, but I know you can do it in person. Mm-hmm. I got a question of how are you able to do that? For, like, because I can't seem to get over that. Going up to somebody.
Do you have a business card?
No.
Okay. Get one. Get a business card. Get something, right? And middle of the conversation, as you're having a conversation with someone, you start to realize that maybe the stars can align for what you are doing and what they do, then just pop it in there. Like, I was talking to this man about a 9-to-5 job, about his services, da-da-da, segued about the appearance of his place, and then brought it into podcast. Okay. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, this could work for the both of us. You know, obviously, I feel like I would like to have that owner more than they would like to have the opportunity to come on a podcast. You know, that's just how I feel. That's me being modest. But you never know, bro. What if they never went on a podcast? So that's another thing you got to keep in mind. So here we go. We could just segue into this. That's a great question. I've been reading this book. Okay. I've been reading this book called Outwitting the Devil. Okay.
Outwitting?
Outwitting the Devil by William Hill.
Okay.
It's a manuscript, and it's got a lot of history behind it. And for some reason, it was locked up for a while, and then they eventually ended up printing it. But the owner, the man who wrote it, his name's William Hill. And basically, the task that he was assigned was to go and interview 1,000 of, like, successful people.
Damn. Okay.
And then thousands of failures. And then find what makes a successful people successful, what makes a failure so failures, right? And in throughout this whole book, well, so far, I'm only in like the first 30 pages. I'm not going to lie to you, okay? But from what I'm gathering, it keeps bringing up something called your other self, which the more and more I read about it, because this guy, William Hill, just keeps saying, like, I heard a distinct voice tell my other, like, and my other self told me specifically to go to a hotel when I have no money, spend two nights there, and try to find an associate, not even associate, what's someone called? An acquaintance. Uh-huh. Try to find an acquaintance that will loan you the money to print this manuscript and print this book and get you money, right? It's the other self telling you that, right?
Interesting.
Your subconscious.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
Your subconscious. But before all of that happened, this guy, William Hill, someone told him to get out of town, basically like a murder threat. And he was, before that, preaching in colleges about success, failure to all his students, da da da. And then he got scared, fearful, and he went into hiding. Mm. So then he was like, damn, like, now everything that I've been preaching, I'm not even preaching it because I'm scared as fuck. Then the other voice came to him, the other self came to him, right? And it was, they keep saying, like, something I've been finding recently is, the only limitations that you're set to are the ones that you set upon yourself, okay? So the limitations that I set upon myself or things that I'm realizing about myself is fear. I have fear, bro. Mm. Don't think that me going up to these people is as easy as fucking cutting a piece of pie.
Yeah.
It's not, you know? It's not. I have fear.
Okay.
And my limitation, I'm becoming self-aware of this, is I'm fearful of doing shit alone. As much as I want to say that I'm your fucking guy and I would do it, and I could be that guy, but there are moments where I won't go out to a First Friday, which First Friday in Scranton is it's basically local business owners that allow pop-up shops every first Friday of the month, every first weekend of the month.
And that's dope.
It's a beautiful networking session, and I've been in Scranton for a year and a half, and I've only gone to one, and it's because I become fearful of going out alone. You know, I'm setting this self-limitation, and the more I'm reading this book, it's like the other self acknowledges the fear, disregards it. Acknowledges the fear, puts it in the back of the head, and tells you to gamble.
Mm.
It tells you to gamble. So,
that's funny. That is funny because I had, so my wife was supposed to come.
Okay.
She was supposed to be with me, but shout out Chrissy again. But she has we have the wedding to go to, so she was getting ready for that. So we're her sister, so she couldn't join us. But so when I found out that she wasn't gonna be able to come, I started thinking in my head, I'm like, man, I gotta go by myself. I gotta go by myself. The first time being on someone else's podcast, talk, answer questions, do all these things, and I started getting in my own head, and I started getting nervous, and I started like the fear came out. But it was even last night, right? I didn't go to sleep till like 2-3 in the morning because I was just like, son, I was nervous, right? I was,
it's not like, the first day of school.
Yeah. Right? So, but I woke up and we went out. For real, bro. I stood up to like 3 in the morning just sitting, staring at the ceiling. Like, what am I going to do? What am I going to say?
Yeah.
hopefully something happens. The world ends or something. Oh, we don't got to worry about it. That's how I get, though. That's how I get when I have to do something alone, like you were saying, by myself. But I woke up, talked to Chrissy a little bit, and she made me realize, like, if this is something I want to do in the future, I'm gonna have to do it by myself. I'm gonna have to do things by she's not gonna be there all the time, like all that stuff. So I was like, you know what, you're right, I'm gonna go out there and we're gonna do this. So I came out here and I'm still nervous coming down here, but I was like, I'm gonna do it. I know it's gonna go how it's gonna go, and we'll make the best of it.
you're breaking that self-limitation, man. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying, bro. Self-limitations, you know? So, like, would you say that you have any other self-limitations when it comes to developing your podcast and developing your brand? I do have a few that I can acknowledge, but, you know, I wanted to ask you that question first.
Some limitations? What do you mean? Like to growing?
Okay. So, a vision, right?
Okay.
What's your vision with your podcast? Where do you see it going? Mm. Where do you want to be? Let's just say a five-year plan.
Okay.
Theoretically, just say five-year plan. You don't have to give me step-by-step, but what is your vision? What is the end goal of your platform? Where would you like to be? Okay. And when you tell me your vision, I want you to think about what is holding you from being at that step. Why can't you be there? You know, and acknowledge some of the self-limitations. You know, like, what's going on? What's really holding me back? You
that's
know
a
what
great
I mean?
Question. That's a great question.
This is fucking book, dude.
That's great. A great question.
Read, kids, read.
That is a great question. But definitely a five-year plan. I definitely want to be able to be comfortable enough that I can do this as my main job, mm-hmm. talking to people every day or like pretty frequently than it is to get people now. So I definitely want to be somewhere where people definitely know who I am and they want to be on the show, where I have people texting me saying like, oh, I love what you're doing, whatever, I would love to get on. And even getting people, you know, some of my idols, almost getting them and talking to them and asking them questions and be able to be able to sit in the same room as someone like that and having a full conversation with them. But definitely limitation is definitely going to have to be me, man. Me and my head, my anxiety, my fear. Because I'm the worst when it comes to thinking about things.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Like thinking in my head, mm-hmm. of doing something I want to do.
Oh, you're the worst at
worst. I'm the worst at it because I'm very easy to go, the worst is going to happen, or I'm going to mess up, or I'm just too scared, and I'm easily go, not going to do it, cancel, move on, whatever, never go back to it. So that's definitely one of the limitations that I have that I definitely have to get over. Another one would probably be, you know, money. You know, money is a big factor in podcasting, and just, you know, trying to get people on, or trying to just sell yourself almost, and trying to sponsorships, yes, it's hard though. Like, especially now, because I don't have that big of a following. People are like, so definitely getting myself my own head, money, and that's a great question.
So, like, great question. Visionary wise, let me ask you this: visionary wise, do you see yourself working out of a home still? Do you see yourself traveling to other people? Do you see yourself having a space? Do you see yourself having a team? Do you see yourself having a video guy? Do you see yourself maybe joining a big guy like a radio show? You know, like,
good question. Yeah.
There's so many things that this
can go
door
to.
is allowing for you to do. Like, and mm-hmm. and you got to realize that it's your personality. When you're doing this type of stuff, you know, it's like, I wouldn't say you and I are gifted at some shit. You know what I mean? I'd say you and I, we show our personality and we try to carry our personality. And as you were saying, like, try to basically have someone come on the show. You have to sell yourself. You have to convince them that this is the right move.
Yes.
You know, that this is a good move for the both of us.
Yep.
You know, so vision wise, where do you see like concrete, things that you would probably see yourself surrounded with?
I would definitely love to be to get to like a radio, because mm-hmm. I think that's just pretty cool, just being up and like talking live to people and like having people call in. I think that's a pretty cool thing in my head. So definitely a radio show, but if it doesn't go to radio way, I would love to have my own studio to where, and having, like you said, a team. Well, I would love to have a team where I don't have to put 110% into everything, like, you know, recording, getting people on, editing the video, all that type of stuff. So I definitely would love to have a full team where they enjoy it just as much as I do. But definitely having my own space or a radio. I would love to have a radio show.
Okay.
That could be cool.
Yeah, that's a cool vision, man. That's a great vision. You know, you were talking about like creating a team, so on and so forth, like mm-hmm. And when you create the team, man, the most important thing is finding the people who are in it as much as you are. Okay. Like, you're in it 110%.
Yes.
But if someone's in it 40%.
That's the hard part.
That's the hard part. That's the hardest part because it's like, you got to convince them to just hang in there with you, buddy.
I'm
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Just hang in there with me, team. You know, I love them all. You know, it's just like, we're going to figure it out. Things are going to go right. Yeah. I keep saying, like, I feel like we're going to make the right turn soon. Mm-hmm. You know, and I keep saying we're going to make the right turn soon. I feel like things are going so well that something's going to happen. And when I say soon, I mean like years.
Mm.
Okay, I don't mean tomorrow.
Tomorrow, of course not.
Because when it comes to vision, something that I think about and self limitations. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned a couple things. Like I mentioned, you mentioned money. Money is one of my biggest self limitations. Okay, because all it is equipment. You know, obviously dinero. when it's like we're putting things out, like methodically and getting money, putting money out, getting it back, putting mm-hmm. money out, getting it back, right? Not getting it back from the podcast, maybe getting it back from my 9-to-5 or from a yep. side hustle, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's a limitation, but I am trying to understand, and I've understood this from a while back, that money comes and goes a lot.
Yes.
So it's like, do it methodical, do it smart, and buy what you need to buy. So my self limitation is worrying about, am I going to be able to make ends meet? And to be honest with you, bro, I have a decent safety net, and I honestly know that I could make ends meet. As long as I have a job, I'm going to be fine. You know, and that's really what it is. So with that being said, I'm trying to make more upgrades and very soon. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, my five-year vision, my five-year plan, you know, similar to yours, but not as much as with joining a radio show. I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it. Then Michael told me about the rule number 4080. Rule number 4080, industry bullshit. Stay away from it, you know, because then they control us, you know?
That's very true.
If I'm on a radio show, I can't say all the things that I want to say unless it's something
they want you to say.
Exactly.
That is true. That is definitely true.
So, I don't mind. I don't want to join a radio station. Go ahead.
But if you start your own.
If you start your own frequency.
Yep.
Then it's yours.
Then it's yours. You can do everything you want. You have all creative rights, all creative process.
Exactly.
Can't take that away from you. So I think that's what I would go more towards, of like my own
Sirius XM. You know, like yeah. I think you could create your own yeah. channel type shit, right?
Yep.
The Howard Stern show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Sirius XM channel for that. Howard Stern podcast, radio show. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like his, you know, so that's something else. It's just like visionary, obtainable things around me.
Mm-hmm.
The people who care as much as I do about this podcast and where we want to go and next step, so on and so forth. And then just like in a studio, like in an office, you know, because I had a conversation with my buddy Mike yesterday, Mike Montos. He's the manager of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, and I could tell that at one point all the podcast talk is annoying. You know what I mean? It's annoying. And what I mean by that is, bro, he asked me, he said, Kev, do you ever feel like if the podcast weren't in your home, you know, things would just maybe not be so on your head as much? Like, would it not be so mind heavy? Because there's, dude, my mind literally every single day, there's not a single day you don't hear me talk about a fucking podcast. Okay. And really? I know people are sick of it. Okay. But what happens is when you start a business, you don't go to the side and let it grow by itself.
Mm-mm.
You're at the front of it and you're growing with it. You know, yeah. So I talk to a lot of people, and my inner circle probably hear one thing about a podcast every fucking time. It's guaranteed. They could probably put money on it and they will get that. That will happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the question was, do I feel like if I took this and uprooted it and put it in an office, would my mind be less cluttered? And the answer was no. I said, because it's like, it doesn't even matter if I'm, bro, I barely live here. On a for really? Real, for real. I barely live here. Like,
too busy? What, you work a lot?
At work, go to the gym. You know, I like being out and about. I only come here to do podcast work, go to sleep, eat some food.
So this is your office then?
Very much so. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, my home is already my office in a sense. You know, like when I'm home, I'm able to do these edits for the podcast, such as making these reels, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Watching it, doing stuff like that. Like, it's already an office. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing that would make me want to go into a legit office would be just people not coming to my crib.
That's it.
That's it.
That's something that I've thought about too. Cause like, there's interesting people that I've talked to, and it'll be cool to have them, but it's also like, I do the same thing. I shoot from inside my apartment, and it's kind of weird because it's me and my wife. Now, if it was just me, it's like, whatever. I'll have people come, you can record. But it's me and my wife, so it's kind of weird to have someone I don't know at all just to come in. So it is kind of hard. To get a studio, and that's why when we moved down to North Carolina, that I'm definitely gonna look into something like that because it's a new area. I don't know anybody at all. So yeah. Once I start, you know, getting out there selling myself, I'm gonna have to find something because I'm not gonna have them come to my apartment or whatever we decide to have. Like, that's our comfort area.
So exactly, 110%. And like when you're trying to get these big fish, right? I honestly feel like it's a better. It just looks better if I were like, yeah, come meet me at this office space.
True.
Instead of come meet me at this place and we're going to go all the way upstairs and I'm going to show you the fucking apartment and so on and so forth, like stuff like that, you know? So,
yeah.
So that's where I see the vision of 5 years. Just keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. That's really it. Limitations is money and fear of going out alone right now, acknowledging it. Let's get through it.
Do you see yourself staying here though forever? Do you see yourself staying in Scranton or Pennsylvania and recording now? Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself going then?
So the only reason I'd say in Scranton is because business is booming. Where do I see myself going? I've often talked about going out west, but honestly, I don't really have a location in mind. Okay. You know, I thought about Utah, but then I thought about, I like weed. So then, and I hear like Utah's not pretty big on the weed. They're pretty religious over there, apparently. Utah, Colorado's really? Fire. Been there. They're big advocates for weed.
But, that's a big factor, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's not a big factor, bro. It's just like, let's figure it out. So honestly, I think I'll be here for a while, if I'm being honest. Just because it's a 5-year plan, bro. And 25, you know, like mine is constantly thinking about podcasting. And it's annoying other people, and it's probably getting old, right? And you got to look at it at like, dude, you're only 25. You know, like, wait till 30.
Do the same thing, bro.
Like, wait till 30. Because
we got so much time.
All this hardship and mindset of, like, just having to do it day in and day out, it's going to be worth it. And it's like, it's not even like... I'm sick of it, you know, because Mike also mentioned, he's like, yo, do you feel like we're getting the same type of guest? You know, like he said, start shooting your shot on like some different type of guest. And I was like, all right, you know what? I want to post a video on like Instagram and be like, hey, I'm looking for a magician.
Yeah.
Does anybody know a magician? Someone's got to know a magician. You know, like, let's get a magician on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, because I've already spoken to music guys. I've already spoken to producers. I've already spoken to photographers, videographers. And it's like, it's not that I'm tired of it, because every time I sit here, you can honestly, genuinely tell I'm having a fucking blast.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
Yeah.
You know? But maybe the preparation isn't as enthusiastic as it was once before, because I've heard the same type of mindset painters.
Okay.
Something you find consistent between them all is that they all started with a sketchbook when they were young, and it grew into that. I've interviewed a few painters, and that's one of those common things that if I were to have a conversation with them, I could probably say, like, yo, do you have a sketchbook when you were young and you started off with a sketchbook and da-da-da, and be like, yeah, how'd you know? I'd be like...
Been around the block a few times.
Yeah, I'd be like, kind of common between you guys. Yeah. But it's not bad because everyone has their own way of doing it.
Coming about with how they got to where they are in life. That's funny, too, because that you say that, because... that's what I wanted to kind of avoid. I wanted to avoid that, doing like the same type of episode back to back to back. That's why I started throwing in like single episodes, like by myself, or doing something like just random, like pros and cons, or like talking with my wife about random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So just so it's like, it just like don't get mind numbing to the listeners. We're just like, oh, he got this, you know, not that they're gonna tune out or anything, but just like,
oh, he's got another artist.
No, yeah, exactly. So you got to keep him on the toes a little bit. Just like, boom. Oh, okay. This is a random episode. And then next week, we're back to a regular interview or something like that. So I definitely thought about that because I didn't want people to tune out just because it's another painter.
You don't want to tune out. You don't want the guests to tune out. Excuse me. You don't want your listeners to tune out. And then you also don't want to tune out.
That's
and,
true.
And like I said, it's not like disrespect to anyone.
No.
The enthusiasm for my first artist to like my 20s. My freaking 1,000th artist, you know, it's going to fluctuate. It's not going to be as headstrong as it always was. That's just the reality of the fact, my mm-hmm. friend. That's just the reality of the fact.
Yeah.
So just a little segue conversation here, you know. We're not even going through my notes, and I love it. It's perfect. But here we go. I saw a post from someone today, right?
Okay.
They were asking the public if they should start a podcast, explaining their problems, trauma that they dealt with, traumatic stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about, you know what? All right, I'm going to go ahead and say this first then. Personally, me, just knowing the person, just from seeing what I've seen, right? And they want to make the podcast about trauma. You know, they want to do that. And it, from watching their rant, stuff like that, I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay, so they wanted to start a podcast. Me personally, I think that that is bad for the business. And the reason I say that is because how long can you talk about trauma, like self-inflicted trauma? You know what I mean? Mm. Or not even self-inflicted trauma, but just trauma that you went through?
Yeah.
And then if you build your thesis and your platform off of trauma, how do you keep doing that?
that's true.
So, you know, that's some of those things is like people ask if they should start a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing is have a good thesis when you do it, you know, so then that way you could keep going with it. Because like I told you when you first started out, going is the hardest fucking part.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
also when I did start, I was posting a lot on my Instagram, like, oh, what should my name be? What should I talk about? And it's so funny because you messaged me and you said, bro, just do it for you. Don't worry about what everyone thinks. And once you said that, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to post what I want to post. And after you told me that, I was like, yeah, this is great. This is a lot better than trying to build what I'm trying to build around what they want to listen to or what they want to hear. So I appreciate that, by the way. But with trauma, there's so I listened to this rapper. His name is NF. You ever heard of him?
Oh my gosh.
You've heard of him?
Yeah, I know NF, bro. I saw him live in concert as an opener, and I left the concert when he was on a stage because, bro, awful.
Really?
And I liked his music.
No.
I liked his music, and it was an album with the Cage album.
I know that.
I think it was like his first major one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, he was on stage inside the fucking cage the whole time. And I was like, I walked out.
Really?
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm not.
Bro, I'd kill to see him. But like with him,
trauma. So,
yes, all his music is about his trauma. And his, every album he comes with is trauma. And it's funny because I've listened to him ever since his first album.
Yeah.
And I keep coming back to it. And it's funny that, like you said, how far can you go with trauma, with people who talk about the trauma? And I thought about that in music form. So I was like, it works to an extent. And it wasn't, and it's funny because his newest album, it's not about trauma anymore. He switched it up. Now he's doing more positive of stuff.
Good on him.
You really don't like his music,
it's
huh?
About fucking time, bro. You good? Yo. Bro, could you imagine like an interview like in the show, you know, they're like, yo, are you, did all that shit really happen to you? And he's like, yeah. It happened. Fucking teardrop comes out of his eye. No, but seriously, bro, NF was consistent with the same shit. And, you know, I know we were talking about the trauma, but I think the main thesis here is basically like, she's wanting to start a podcast off of something sporadic, you know, off of an experience that's happening not once in a lifetime, but it's happening,
uh-huh.
right? It probably won't happen 12 times unless she allows it to. It was a cheating situation. You know how that
Okay.
You know how that be.
Go on TikTok. You get TikTok.
Exactly. what I'm trying to get at is I think when people do those sporadic, hey, I got an idea, let's do this podcast, and then they really don't develop or think about it past episode one is when it's bad.
It is.
Is when it's fucking bad. So don't pose a question and say, hey, should I do a podcast? Maybe just post a rant. And like you said,
that's
TikTok.
It. Go on TikTok, post it.
You want to be viral for a day?
Exactly. Then you can start something there. Go on TikTok and just make part one, part two, part three, part four. They'll keep coming back. It's funny too, because with like starting a podcast off of something sporadic. You ever heard of the show Love is Blind?
Love is Blind. Yeah, I've heard of it. Isn't it like one of those dating shows where they don't show you what the other person looks like?
Yes.
Yeah.
So these two girls who were on the show decided to come out with a podcast about the show.
Okay.
And you can only go so far with it because you can talk about your own experiences.
Yeah.
And talk about all the stuff everyone's already seen. So I think they're just doing it for the hype. So yeah. It's kind of like, I understand what you're saying with that, doing it sporadic, trying to get the followers, trying to get like a oh, I'm doing this podcast. Listen to me.
They're riding the wave.
Because
they were on show.
So exactly.
You got to ride the wave, bro. You got to do exactly what you got to do. You know, you got to do exactly what you got to do.
It's true.
Like I was telling you earlier, you know, like there's many opportunities that podcasting can lead you into outside of just being in this setting right here and being in a studio. Are there any that you've ever thought of that maybe like, okay, the podcasting has prepped me for this moment. Maybe I could do this for someone. And the reason I asked that is because, you know what, before I even ask you that question, I want to ask you this. When you look in a mirror every day, right? When you look in a mirror every day, everyone says something to themselves in a mirror, including you, Michael. Everyone says something to themselves in a mirror. And I want to know what you find yourself saying to yourself in the mirror.
First of all, I go, man, he's a good looking man.
Okay.
Start with.
Okay.
But, right. I look at myself, I'm like, you know, you have a lot to live for, you know, like you've been through a lot and why be sad? Why be depressed? Why be, I won't say depressed because that is a whole different thing. But like, I look at myself and tell myself that your life could be worse. You could be in a worse situation than you are right now. So don't let this little thing bother you. Let's go have a great day. And it's funny because even if I'm having a bad time or having a bad day or going through something, I don't show it, mm-hmm. like going out, right? Or like being in public, being with people, because what I'm going through could be 10 times worse than what someone's going through. So it's like I try to be the positive light to people. And if shown a couple of times where people are just like, they ask me, like, how are you so happy all the time? Why you smile all the time? And I just tell them the same thing. Just life is too short. Mm-hmm. You never know when's your last day. So why be mad? Why be depressed? Why be sad? Why be thinking about this next thing that's going to happen? So I just tell myself to take it easy on myself and just be happy. Just life can be worse.
Okay.
Life can definitely be worse.
That's good because everyone has something that they say to themselves, whether it's mentally or whether it's in the mirror. Everyone has something that they say to themselves. You are, let's be happy. Let's enjoy today and let's win today. You know, that's pretty much it. Michael, I want you to think of what you say every day in a mirror to yourself, or maybe just subconsciously. I'm going to say what I say, and then we'll tap it under you, okay? So me, myself, and I, what I say to myself in a mirror is very much so like, damn, you're a fucking cuddly studly. You're a cuddly studly. but honestly, it's you're going to make the turn. You're going to make a right turn. Keep up what you're doing, bro. You're doing some good shit. All right. Don't get real mad about the one fuck up. Like, don't. Mm. Because I've been finding myself like getting mad at fuck ups, right? And then like I really get mad in a moment. And then after the fact, bro, I sit there and it's like 10-15 minutes later, already thought about how to move shit around and make things work out. You know, like I find myself saying to myself all the time, like, fuck yeah, dude, you're awesome. Fuck yeah, you're amazing, bro. And I'm being so serious because like there's moments where I do stuff and I'm like, damn, we just pulled that the fuck off. Dude, you're fucking awesome. So what I say to myself a lot is dude, you're kick ass. You're awesome. You're that man. You're the one, you know, like you're doing great shit. And then every Friday I tell myself, you can't ruin my Friday, no matter what the fuck happens. Mm. You can't ruin my Friday. And the reason I say that is because this podcast release day.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. like, you know, there's people who live for Fridays.
Yep.
But live for Fridays in a party aspect of life and a weekend. I live for Fridays for the party aspect of life and that stuff. But also I live for Fridays because it's the end of the week. We made it. Da da da. Podcast is uploaded. Great. Fantastic. You're not going to derail me. I don't give a frick what you do. You're not. You could crash into my car.
As long as you had to think about that one.
As long as I come out alive, I won't be like, yo, fuck you. But, it's still Friday.
Still Friday.
And we're alive. So, Michael, what do you find yourself saying to yourself often in the mirror?
Dude, not gonna lie, just like you guys, I'm like, yo, I'm so good looking, you know? I look to myself in the mirror and I'm like, yo, let's go. But nah, I don't think I really say anything in the mirror. Usually it's like an in-bed thing I do.
Yeah, mentally, right?
Yeah, but in the mirror, I really never like say something in the mirror. But in the morning when I wake up, I like think about everything, you know, like I think about what I'm going to do today. And then I'm just like my goals, you know, I don't know. It's just I lay in bed for like a good 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
But it's something like I always do. Like it's just like gives myself a checklist. Even what I'm going to do in the week or like my whole life, I just everything hits the first 5 minutes when I wake up. So. Wow.
OK, but,
that's good.
But mostly like that, like with motivation, though, usually when I'm like, I'm gonna take a hit of nicotine and I'm buzzed or something. I don't know why. In my mind, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna make a movie one day. Every time, bro. Every single time. And I motivate myself. You know what I mean? Something like that. So
I guess in a sense, the question is, what is your self-affirmation? You know, I want you all to ask yourselves, what's your self-affirmation? What do you say to yourself in the mirror? What do you say to yourself in your head? What do you say to yourself? You know, and the reason I asked that question was because I was talking about an axe earlier, right? I said axe. I didn't get into anything that much. I was saying this can open up many gateways for you. Okay, I'm going to share what I'm going to embark myself on. And then I want you to think about what maybe you can embark yourself on during this journey of podcasting and what other avenues and doors will open up that are outside of podcasting. Okay?
Okay.
So there's this basketball league that's over here in Peckville. Okay. Peckville is about 15 minutes away from where I'm at right now. And there's a basketball league, and the gentleman running the league, this is only the second year it's running. Okay. And I met him through a friend in Scranton, a young kid. Nonetheless, he's doing his league. I went to the game on Tuesday, watched the game. My buddy Mario was playing. 45 points, bucket man.
Yo,
bucket
that
man.
Was tough. Yeah, that
bucket
was
bucket man, bro. 45. She was crazy.
Yo, NBA, what you doing?
It was crazy. But point being is like I was there just like chatting, you know, catching video, doing some commentary by myself. And then at the end of the event, I went over to Ethan and I said, Ethan, if you need a commentator, I'm your guy. That's what I said. I said, you need a commentator, I'm your guy. Okay. I've never played basketball professionally. Okay. I watch basketball. Okay. But I never played it professionally. I play amateur as fuck. Okay. Like I never played in college. So I'm not really like the most, I'm not really the most basketball informed when it comes to moves, so on and so forth. But that's not what I'm selling myself on. I'm selling myself on being the guy who could speak at this event. I'm telling myself on I could be the voice of commentating and oh bang, you know, like those shit like that. Yeah. So another avenue that podcasting is bringing me into that I would love to embark on would be commentating sports, commentating any type of just a commentary type of field, commentating a vlog, you know, like stuff like that. And those are things like if you become a commentator of a sports organization, you can start generating revenue through that. Then instead of making this your main job, right? Because it doesn't have the backbone for it to make it its own revenue. I could quit my job and be an announcer at the fucking Iron Pigs because now all of a sudden I have this on my resume because of what podcasting has brought me to. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Go ahead.
Definitely. Commentating is pretty cool, though. That'll be pretty cool. But I'm hoping, you know, like in the future, that I can possibly embark on as being like a speaker for like certain events, or like introductions or like
an MC.
Yes, something like that.
Agreed. I've shot my shot at a couple festivals.
I think that would be I'd really enjoy doing like. Doing crowd work, being on the stage, getting them prepared for a guy who's coming on, like just being that middle guy of preparing them for the main event or whatever the case may be, or something like that. I'm with the Blue Ridge Winery. I'm hoping that I'm able to talk to Richard, his name is, who runs it, and possibly get an in almost like with stuff that he's got going on with his podcast or things that he might he might see something in me, hopefully, and like I'm gonna do my best to try to just talk to him and get it in, and just trying to get myself out there about doing something, whether it's talking or like commentating or just being a voice. I enjoy being a voice for something. I don't need to be the face of it, but I'm very okay with just being a speaker for an event, or something like that. So.
I like how you said that. You know, you could be the voice of it, but not the face of it. Yeah. And I don't know. I think that's where you and I are different, right? I think that's where you and I are different when it comes to introverted and extroverted.
Very introverted.
I'd be 110% okay with being the face of it. And nonetheless, so we're going to make that happen, hopefully, come this Monday. We're going to do a test run with the equipment. He wanted to do it this Thursday, but I pitched my idea on Tuesday.
Wow.
And he wanted to do it Thursday, but nonetheless, I scheduled a haircut, so my Thursday was pretty busy and I couldn't get there. And I told him, I was like, listen, dude, like it's kind of last minute. And he wanted to try to do it live and in action and during a game. And I said, listen, man, and it's funny because him, Mario, they're talking about like bigger picture, like, oh, can you get the Facebook stream? Maybe we stream it live, get camera, da da da, so on and so forth, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But first we have to figure out how to get my fucking voice projected in the gym. Yeah. It's like, you got to figure out step one before you go to step 10.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we're at. We're just figuring out. Okay. Yeah, just cut out. We're just figuring out like step one, and then I'm 110% ready to go for step 10. And this is the second year it happened. So imagine 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 year, and I'm the announcer, I'm the commentator. That should be tough.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun. So, which poses this, okay? I had a conversation with my barber the other day, all right? And this barber, he's a smart dude, bro. And I was just talking to him about like, yo, I feel like I'm going to turn the corner, like self-limitations. Everything that I'm basically reiterating to you right now, he was like, dude, he goes, the sayings, self-affirmation, what do you say to yourself, right? And he's more of an aggressive guy. And what I mean by aggressive is like he's inspired by a lot of military higher-ups.
Okay.
You know, so they have a different outlook of life. It's more of like he said he wakes up, looks in the mirror, says, don't be a fucking bitch, you just woke up type of shit. You know what I mean? It's like, but
hey,
it's everyone's different. Yep. I'm not going to wake up in the mirror and be like, don't be a fucking bitch, bro. just woke the fuck up, bro. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I can't do that. But one of the sayings that he said, and I thought it was really, really great, was if someone breaks that glass. Okay. If someone breaks that glass in between the axe and the glass, you're the axe, okay? They need you to be the sharpest fucking axe that needs to be, because that person is breaking the glass in order to obtain you. You know,
damn.
What are you going to be? And what he's saying, he was saying in like a life or death situation, like someone really needs you. So they're breaking a glass and they're grabbing you, and you have to be that axe, and you have to be as sharp as you need to be, right? But I was saying, bro, you can use that interchangeably, just in general. Yeah. You know, that man needs a commentator, okay? It's not a life or death situation.
Yeah.
But he needs axe. He's breaking the glass, and I need to be the sharpest form of that axe that I need to be for that person.
That's really interesting. So you know you're what I mean? We're essentially the break in case of emergency. That's what you're trying to put it as. But it doesn't need to be an emergency. It can just be something that they need you to do. But it can be anything. It doesn't have to be the most like alarming, crazy thing like that. That's a cool way to put that. That was your barber? Cool guy.
It's like if someone calls your number, are you gonna be there for them? You know, always be ready, be able to adapt and interchange, and be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, break. If you're gonna grab me as an axe, don't worry. I'll be sharp. I'll be sharp as fuck, and whatever form you need me to be in. And and that's really really cool though. That's a good thing. And it's like, listen, that's like if an opportunity presents itself, you better be ready to go ahead and do it the best you can. Do it the best you can. Even if you got to blow smoke up someone's ass when you talk about it. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Even if you just got to say like, yeah, I can definitely fix your sink. And you have no idea about plumbing.
YouTube video in the background.
But if you're willing to find out this shit, if you're willing to do the research and figure it out, you can be the plumber who fixes a sink. Sharp as axe.
I like that.
Thanks, man.
That's cool.
Good times here. But nonetheless, Jared, you know, we got a little bit off of like, I think we just had more of a conversation.
Yeah.
And we have a little bit more time here before we get off the air. I know you have your podcast. You got some merch that you released.
Yes.
You know, I just saw you release an episode with, I would have said Lofi too.
Yeah.
But I guess it's Lofi.
Lofi, yeah.
I saw you just released that. I saw you had a green screen, green flag. And I'm like,
yo. Talking about being mad about certain things, right? So this is 2 weeks in a row. I had an episode with me and my wife. We talked about love and stuff, right? Just like a little quirky episode.
What's love?
So I have like, it's not as big as yours, but I have like a little mixer type thing, right? For the mics. Mm-hmm. And my dumbass decides to go, oh, that seemed like a reliable button I can click. Clicked it. Go to edit it. The whole episode's in auto-tune.
No.
Yes. Right. And it was the Sunday before I had to release it. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to freaking do.
That's tough.
Yeah. So I had to take the audio from the video and have to use that. And it it sounded aight. It wasn't the best, and I was super upset. I'm like, I'm gonna get people. They're gonna be like, what happened?
Is that for Laffy?
No, that was for me and my wife episode. Okay. And then Laffy, right, came on. Now I put the green screen up because I want to have my logo for it for YouTube.
Cool.
Finished editing the video, upload it. Looking at it, I'm like, something off about this video, right? Realize I never put my logo on a green screen. After I edit it, everything is done. I look at him like, it's up. It's just gonna have to do.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So it that's why it was a green screen. It was supposed to have my logo, but it just went south. But I just left it.
You know, I thought the green screen was gonna be just to introduce some wild backgrounds and like fucking like a zombie apocalypse. Like, I would love to do something like that, and then have Michael be directing back there. And if there's a zombie coming to my corner, he's like, Kev, shift left. It's like a move and be like, all right, cool,
you know,
like,
we good.
Be like, all right, now we're swimming in the ocean with a great white, you know. And I think that would be a really fun, because we talked about doing like quirky shit on a podcast, like doing shit just completely out of left field.
Yes.
Like, if you and I were talking and I were to just come down and grab like a fucking bag of ramen, a raw pack of ramen, and just crack it up and start put some fucking sauce on it and just yeah, all right, Jared, so yeah, how do you
now people are just like, what? You know, why is he eating ramen raw?
Exactly. You know, like, and that's one of the, like, a green screen, that'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to do the green screen. That's a great idea, though. And if I ever come back to your show, make sure you get the zombie apocalypse version of it so I can do that.
I got you.
But nonetheless, Jared, we're going to get off the air here. We're going to transition over to tea time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. Before we get on the air, I'd like to give the floor to my guest. Any final messages that you want to share for the people, you know, where they can find your merch, where they could follow your podcast, so on and so forth, you know.
Word.
Feel free. This is the time. Any motivational words as well, feel free to drop them.
Yeah. I say just, you know, if you're out there, you want to do something and you want to, whatever, no matter what it is that you get, you just go for it, you know, just take that leap of faith and just put it on to everything you work for and all the stuff you learned. So, definitely just jump into it and stay consistent. Make sure you, continue to learn, continue to put out whatever you're putting out, and just like 100% just stay consistent. One thing I always talk about whenever I have a guest on is for them to be consistent, and I try to stay consistent, but definitely do be consistent. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Pandora. I think that's all I'm on. And I'm also on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok. And if you want any merch, we have gray and white shirts, little SUP with the logo on the back.
Stand up, show them the back.
I got you.
The Socially Unavailable Podcast.
Yes. That's the name on all platforms, or abbreviated SUP. Either way, it'll pop up. But if you are interested in merch, we do shirts and mugs, or any type of cup or water bottle, whatever the case may be. Just DM me, because we don't have a website up yet, at least for right now. But if you are interested, just DM me and we can get you on. And also, if you want to be a guest, same thing. DM me. There's a link in my bio. You can fill out a guest form. We'll get you on. Thank you, Kevin, for having me on.
No doubt, bro.
Full circle moment. It was a pleasure being on here, bro. I love the setup, by the way.
No doubt. Thank you so much, man. How do you feel? Because I know when you and I were speaking before the podcast, not even before we even got on the air and we were talking on the phone, you were like, oh, man, I'm on the hot seat. I'm gonna be nervous. And I'm like, bro, there's no fucking hot seat, okay? So what's it scorching? Is the seat hot?
No. Very, very, very. I can barely sit. No. But no, it was good. But like I said before, just very in my head type thing, you know?
Right.
Just I always get in my head, but I'm glad I came. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad to talk to you again, and be on yours. But it was very chill, very awesome, very open, very just a nice chill conversation. I really appreciate it. Thank you again
for no doubt, bro.
Having me on, man.
110%. So
love what you're doing too, by the way, man.
Thank you. We're out here moving and grooving,
yes,
hustling
sir.
And bustling, man.
Keep
you know
going.
How it is. You know how it is. Got to keep going, stay consistent, do what you got to do.
Yep.
And with that being said, we're going to transition over to tea time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. Thank you all for tuning in. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, signing out. Peace.
All right. I know what you're thinking. Kev, seriously? Another ad? Are you serious, bro? But listen. If you're enjoying this conversation, you really want to listen to this ad, okay? Listen, I got good news for you. We have exclusive bonus content strictly on YouTube after this podcast with the same guests, right? Check this out. And this segment is called Tea Time, right? Now, Tea Time is not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. So that's right. Do yourself a favor. Go out there, buy yourself an Arizona Iced Tea, and join us strictly on YouTube for extra bonus content on Tea Time. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you there. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.